this classroom at Eton Elementary School, the Embassy of Saudi Arabia is hosting a fashion show.
In the bottom you see stripes, and these stripes tells you what tribe she's from.
Staffa Tariq Aligani explains the different types of robes and headscarves as students model traditional Saudi dress.
They put patterns on them, anything that they see in the desert, colors, flowers.
This fifth grade class is part of the Embassy Adoption Program, which matches embassies with classrooms in the nation's capital. Each year, it gives thousands of youngsters a unique inside look at another country and its culture. After their fashion show, the Eton students munch on sweet dates and ask Aligani about other aspects of Saudi life.
Who was the first Muslim?
That will be the Prophet Muhammad.
Oh.
Yes.
Aligani says he wants students to know about the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia, which he says is not just about oil.
We have the cultural ties, the educational ties, the healthcare ties, the social ties, all that, and I haven't touched on the political alliances.
Riyadh's embassy is one of 45 that participate in the embassy adoption program. Kate McNamee coordinates the 37-year-old program for DC Public Schools. She says the interactions have been as varied as the countries themselves. Students in one class made French food, and staff from the Mexican embassy helped their adopted classroom make piñatas, the brightly coloured papier-mâché decorations usually filled with treats like candy. One class video conferenced with students in Luxembourg. Another began judo lessons after the Embassy of Japan donated mats and uniforms.
It's not just another add-on and another thing to take away from the school day. It actually becomes a creative, dynamic way in which the teachers can deliver that curriculum.
McNamee points to one class that learned about exchange rates using Canadian currency in math, and another in science class that discussed how climate change is affecting Finland. These interactions sometimes gloss over serious concerns, such as disputed political boundaries or women's rights in other countries. McNamee says school officials are working on a revised curriculum with the State Department, so children will also learn about the US government's relationship with each country and gain a more balanced view of the world. Najambi Nguyen ran the embassy adoption program for 2 decades and still helps with its activities. She says students also learn respect for other cultures, for example, with unfamiliar foods.
We always say you just take a little bit. You don't go, ooh, I don't like that. You try it, you say thank you very much, and you're appreciative of what anyone does for you.
Even as children learn about differences, they also learn about what connects us all.
Memory is the capacity to remember.
10-year-olds at Eton Elementary, who were adopted by the Embassy of South Africa, listened to a first-hand account of life there from Ambassador Ibrahim Rasool.
How did it feel during apartheid?
I remember when I went to high school, within the first 3 months, I was involved in my first march against apartheid because the school was so bad. It was raining outside, it was cold outside, but we had no ceilings, no heating. Every 5 children shared 1 textbook.
At the end of the year, children visit their adopted country's embassy to present what they've learned. Najambi Nguyen still remembers the year some students performed a rap song about King Henry and his wives at the British embassy, much to the amusement of the ambassador. Another class performed a traditional Indonesian dance, while another began by singing the Cyprus national anthem.
And they did it in Greek. The ambassador, his wife, his staff, all had tears in their eyes. They were so pleased. This year they have Japan. The teacher says, oh, we'll do it in Japanese as well.
In an international city like Washington, you're never too young for global experiences. For VOA News, I'm Kavita Cardoza in Washington.